Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Facts. How a local school system is responding to a rise in hate incidents. I'm Scott Gelman.
The death of a man who mysteriously terrorized the nation with bombs for nearly 20 years.
Despite statewide legalization, one beach town is working to ensure it remains pot-free. I'm Megan Cloverty.
WTOP News Time, 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. Former President Trump is lashing out at the federal indictment, charging him with 37 counts as part of the classified documents case. He spoke at Georgia's GOP convention.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
CBS News correspondent Stacey Lynn on what some voters think.
I think he's a crook. I think he doesn't know the difference between a truth and a lie.
Ann was playing pickleball near Mar-a-Lago.
I think he's so egotistical and looks out for himself and really doesn't even care about this country.
Her opponent, Jackie, doesn't think this case will change anyone's mind about Trump.
I think it's a lot of showboating by the Democrats because they know he's very popular.
But Larry, who was out fishing, thinks this is just another political attack.
We know he's kind of a show-off, but he's an awful good president.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The Belmont Stakes will go off as planned in 2 hours. Horse racing was halted Thursday at Belmont because of bad air quality in the New York City area. CBS's Mara Rubin.
Most of that choking Canadian wildfire haze is gone, so the horses will race. Forte is favored to win the Test of the Champion. With 5-2 odds, he drew post number 6 in the 9-horse field.
The New Jersey Department of Forest Fires is making progress fighting a wildfire burning in Brendan T. Byrne State Forest. It has scorched hundreds of acres, Assistant Division Forest Fire Warden Jeremy Weber.
If you're in the area and you actually have that haze of smoke and stuff like that, you probably want to stay indoors. I wouldn't do anything outside. You know, the smoke is the same as the Canada smoke, but just a little more localized.
A Ukrainian Prime Minister Volodymyr Zelensky criticized some countries for their shameful indifference to flooding in the south. Zelensky is asking for rescue missions and aid. A new study finds the shape of a person's brain can determine how a person thinks. Here's Scott Maiman.
It seems a brainiac could be a true physical description, according to new Australian research.
So everyone's brain shape is a little bit different, much like a fingerprint.
Brain health professor Alex Fornito.
Our work raises the possibility that those differences in brain shape might be related to differences in the way we think about and behave in the world.
He says the shape of the brain can influence brain activity, but the study's not clear on why. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Ted Kaczynski, branded the Unabomber by the FBI, has died in prison. This is CBS News.
No fees or minimums and no overdraft fees are another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
It's Saturday, June 10th, 2023. A mostly clear night ahead. 78 headed down to 63. Good afternoon. Nice to be with you. I'm Dick Iuliano. Top local stories we're following this hour. Air quality levels are gradually improving this weekend after the historic code purple in our area on Thursday. Moderate air quality today and tomorrow due to ground level ozone. Right now, according to airnow.gov, most of the Washington region is at code yellow, which is considered moderate. If you're unusually sensitive to particle pollution, you might want to consider reducing your outdoor activity. Wednesday's code purple, unhealthy air, was second worst on the color-coded graph. The worst is maroon, by the way, signifying hazardous air quality. The north end of the George Washington Parkway will have more lane configuration headaches starting today.
You're going to see even more lane dividers. The National Park Service is shutting down the outer northbound lane on the GW Parkway, running from Route 123 all the way to the Windy Run Bridge, stretch of about 3.5 miles. Now the inner northbound lane and outer southbound lanes will remain open for regular traffic, and on weekday rush hours, the inner southbound lane will be reversible. It'll be closed all other times, including during weekends. It's part of a rehab project to repave the road, fix stormwater drainage, and update lookout points. This is an extension of that project that already stretches from the Beltway to Route 123. They hope to wrap it all up by 2025. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Loudoun County leaders are determining the best ways to support teachers and school administrators in response to a rise in incidents involving racial slurs and hate speech.
The school system has already offered professional learning sessions and worked with the Anti-Defamation League, and Shahid Muhammad from the county's equity office says
the discipline process is ongoing with consequences for students when they are warranted.
The county reported 262 incidents involving racial slurs and hate speech in the fourth quarter as of May 31st. There were nearly 300 in the third quarter.
It's been quite a bit of listening sessions, visits to the schools in order to really see what's going on in the individual schools.
And some schools haven't reported any incidents, so the actual total may be higher. Director of Equity Lottie Spurlock.
We're going with what is reported, and we do recognize that everything's not reported.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
In this Pride Month, D.C. area doctors are drawing attention to new heart health risks for sexual minorities.
The study found that lesbian, bisexual, gay individuals had higher risk factors for cardiovascular disease.
Dr. Keith Egan, lead physician at Kaiser Permanente's Pride Medical Center, says a new American Heart Association study looked at many factors like diet, activity, and tobacco use, but
it basically all boils down to systemic bias and discrimination that these populations face in various aspects of life.
He says LGBTQ plus individuals are less likely to have primary care physicians and get routine checkups, meaning there's still more work to do.
During Pride Month, it's a good time to remember and keep in mind the disparities that these communities face.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
In less than a month, marijuana use and possession will be legal in Maryland. But one beach town isn't on board.
Ah, the beach. The smell of salt air and Thrasher's fries and pot? Not in Ocean City. Ahead of July 1st, when marijuana becomes legal in Maryland, Ocean City Council members are taking steps to ensure most public places remain cannabis-free. Council members unanimously passed the first reading of an ordinance to ban cannabis consumption licenses and fine those that violate it, according to OC Today. There are also discussions on how to prevent resort businesses from selling or allowing pot on their property. Mayor Rick Meehan says the existing laws preventing smoking on the beach or boardwalk will remain in place. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Well, it's great to be with you on this Saturday in Washington town. The air a little bit healthier than it has been earlier this week. We're in the yellow zone now, which is moderate, and that is just one up from green, which is good. And we'll keep you updated on that as we move ahead throughout the weekend. Coming up here on WTOP.
Your next job interview might be with a bot. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. To Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Dick, good afternoon. We'll start off in Maryland. Prince George's County on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway dealing with a crash at Arena Drive, exit 16. And last reports, only a single right lane getting it by. We're seeing delays back to Route 1 at College Park. And we're starting to get a bit backed up both directions on the Beltway in Montgomery County. They do begin New Hampshire Avenue down towards 355 and very slow 270 spur. Southbound spur going to the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Once you're on the outer loop in Bethesda, you'll find one solid line of delays all the way over the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. And that's where we'll head in Virginia. Inner loop through lanes before Telegraph Road. We do remain slow despite the crash activity being contained to the right shoulder. Eastbound 66 after 123. And last report, the crash is a single right lane getting it by. And we are seeing delays over on the westbound side that is related to this incident, delays leading up to 123 on westbound 66. We're also jammed up in Virginia on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, delays beginning Oh, right around Route 7, up near Tyson's, crawling down and over the American Legion Bridge in Montgomery County. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Okay, Steve, and now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandergraff.
Comfortable into the evening as temperatures slip back from the 80s, 70s into the 60s later tonight with mainly clear skies. All in all, good for outdoor plans. Heading into the day tomorrow, a little more heat and touch of humidity. Highs for your Sunday near 90 degrees. But it will be a dry one, just partly cloudy skies. Monday, back to work, back to the grind. That is when we are tracking showers, storm chances, and maybe even some rumbles of thunder through the latter half of the day. Could be some appreciable rains. We need it. Highs only in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandergraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, 78 outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today. Schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
A lot of companies already use software to screen resumes, and now more considering artificial intelligence to conduct the actual face-to-face job interview. 43% of companies plan to adopt AI interviews within the next year. That, of course, puts the job seeker in an awkward position.
You know, when people are on interviews, you're watching the other person, you're responding to their reactions to what you're saying, and a lot is lost, obviously. It is a different skill set if you're being interviewed by a bot rather than a human being.
That's career coach Stacey Hollerith, resume builder. More than half of HR managers that surveyed think AI will eventually replace human hiring managers altogether. But Holler doesn't buy that.
There's no way technology could replace human interface, human intuition, gut feelings, interaction with people on a human level. I think people are just looking for costs and efficiencies. And when they find out that the costs and efficiencies aren't for the best of their organization going forward, then they may take another look at this.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up here on WTOP, progress to report. A University of Michigan study on healthcare coverage in the LGBTQ community. It's 5:11.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is a professional membership community representing top, vibrant, and diverse leaders who work together to build strong economic growth for the D.C. region. And now, here's Regional Business Insights with Blue Jenkins, President and CEO of Washington Gas, a member of the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
For almost 175 years, Washington Gas has been committed to improving life in the DMV. Safety and reliability are just two reasons why Washington Gas is investing in large-scale modernization of our infrastructure region-wide. When you see us on your streets, this is what we're focused on. Learn more at WashingtonGas.com.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is pro-business and nonpartisan. It is where local leaders work together to drive inclusive, resilient, and sustainable economic growth for the region. Go to BOT.org to learn more about the important issues that Board of Trade members are tackling today. That's BOT.org.
When it's difficult to break through the noise and find the open space, you need to think strategically about the challenges facing your organization. You need The Clearing. The Clearing is a Washington, D.C.-based management consulting firm, home to a diverse group of experts advising top federal leaders as they navigate strategic and operational opportunities and risks. Our people-first approach drives sustainable strategies and transformation that sticks. Learn more at theclearing.com.
At United Bank, the community bank of the nation's capital, we know the financial decisions you're making to keep your families and future secure. With a long history of safe, sound, relationship-driven banking practices, we provide our customers with peace of mind protection. We offer the best of both worlds, the technology, products, and expertise you expect from a big bank, but with the personal touch and local decision-making only a local community bank delivers. Learn more at bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC.
Coming up, the struggling Washington Nationals are in danger of extending their losing streak in Atlanta. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
If you want your employees to learn what it takes to make an impact, Graduate School USA can train them in skills today they can put into use tomorrow. From our instructors with real-world experience to our action-oriented courses, it's no question that the continued education and certifications they gain here can help shape the impact you want to see out there. Enroll your employees at graduateschool.edu. Learn today, impact tomorrow.
In addition to kitchens and baths, Cabinet Discounters can help you organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Get started with a free consultation with an experienced designer. See photos of projects we've done, plus locations of our 7 showrooms at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Get more information at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 5:15. I'm Richard Giuliano. Thanks for being with us. More people in the LGBTQ community are healthier these days because their insurance coverage improved after the Supreme Court's same-sex marriage ruling in 2015. A new study in health affairs shows the percentage of all LGBTQ adults with a source of health care access went up 75% over the past decade. But even with expanded access to care, adults were still more likely to report having trouble paying medical bills and going without necessary care because they can't afford it. Now some states are targeting LGBTQ care, including services for transgender youth, which could reverse some of the gains. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis speaks with one of the researchers who did the study. Tom Buckmuller teaches business economics and public policy at the University of Michigan.
So the health insurance landscape has improved a lot for everyone, starting with the Affordable Care Act. And then in 2015, with the Supreme Court ruling on marriage equality, that made a big difference because now LGBT couples could marry and qualify for dependent coverage on employer-sponsored insurance. They were able to access a fuller set of rights that other people already had. So in the thing that we were studying was now gave them access to employer-sponsored insurance.
We have a record number of people insured now, but not everybody is included. What else did your study flesh out by way of how far we have to go?
One of the things we looked at was different measures of access to care. So people saying whether they had a usual source of care, whether they had a checkup in the last year, and whether they face financial difficulties in accessing care. And we still have a significant number of people who are facing those kind of barriers because they're in plans with high deductibles, they're in plans with limited coverage. So I think there's ways to go there. And we're still seeing a gap between LGBT and non-LGBT adults in those outcomes. So the LGBT folks are more likely to report financial barriers. And from our study, we don't really know a lot about what's going on there. Is it that they're just in different types of plans, more likely to be in plans with high deductibles? It's an issue in general to make coverage more affordable. It's important to have some kind of health insurance, but it's not very helpful if the co-pays are so high that you can't afford to seek care.
When we look at something like transgender children, it seems to me that the medical community has been out front. Politicians may argue this, the culture wars may be raging, but as far as care for children or others in the LGBTQ community, it seems that the medical community, there may be exceptions, is very much about let's treat people, let's take care of people as best we can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the medical profession has been, but I think we still see politicians trying to engage in cultural war politics. And so whether it's in terms of trying to limit Medicaid benefits or preventive health benefits and private insurance in ways that are targeted to sexual minorities, that's a problem.
The University of Michigan's Tom Buckmuller. Read more about his study on health coverage for members of the LGBTQ community at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs. Quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. A defiant former President Trump delivers his first speech since his federal indictment on 37 charges. The death of the scientist who mysteriously tormented the nation with his bombs for 2 decades. The air quality improves this weekend after Thursday's historic code purple, second worst of the 6-color chart. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8s. It's Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Maryland, let's take a look at the commute to and from the Shore Points. We'll start off eastbound Route 50 heading to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Currently, no delays heading eastbound, and they're in the middle of a pattern change. Currently, we have 2 lanes open eastbound, and 2 to the right will get you over the westbound span, but we are seeing delays heading westbound about a mile past Stevensville just to get you to the westbound span of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Staying in Maryland, Prince George's County, the inner loop at Arena Drive, all lanes are open. Earlier crash activity currently cleared. Still jammed up in Montgomery County on the outer loop. Those delays beginning at Connecticut Avenue around the big curb down and over the American Legion Bridge in Montgomery County. Into Virginia, in Fairfax, southbound on the Fairfax County Parkway, the ramp to go to Braddock Road partially blocked. Ongoing crash activity. Eastbound 66 does remain slow after 123. We've been dealing with a crash with at least a lane blocked, and it had been affecting the flow over on the westbound side. In the district, jammed up both directions, as you can imagine, on the 395-695 freeway, and also very slow, especially southbound DC 295. We're now seeing delays on the southbound side all the way back to Kenilworth Avenue coming in from the 50 split. So you're going to be sitting a bit past Burroughs and Benning. The delays break up nicely once you get to Pennsylvania Avenue. For over 35 years in the DMV, Greenberg and Betterman has helped tens of thousands of clients who've been hurt in auto accidents or victims of medical malpractice. Visit gblawyers.com and feel better. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now, 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandergraff.
Well, it's been a beautiful Saturday and into the evening. Not much different. Temperatures slowly slipping through 70s and eventually 60s through later tonight. Your Sunday will start off comfortable and then warm up rather nicely through the afternoon near 90 degrees. Yeah, maybe even a touch a little humidity out there. Now, Monday brings added clouds, some showers and storms, a few possible in the morning, but a better chance for the back half of the day. Highs on Monday only near 80 degrees or so. Could be some appreciable rain, half inch to an inch of rain if we're lucky. Heading into Tuesday, well, we should start to clear out. Partly cloudy skies. Highs for Tuesday and Wednesday, for that matter, should top out in the low to mid 80s, right where they should be. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandergraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 78 outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up here on WTOP, a funeral director faces a judge accused of shooting two people at a D.C. graveside ceremony. It's 5:21.
We got Verizon 5G home internet. It's from Verizon. Safe choice, right?
Well, some things that look great end up being not so great.
Like the time you bought a shrimp roll from a gas station.
Ugh. Or when you bought that used sports car.
What about when we got Billy that drum set?
The point is, Verizon 5G home internet sounded great,
but turned out to be something else. And we deserve fast, reliable internet. We deserve Xfinity.
It's time for better internet. Switch to Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts. Now through June 21st, get started with 200 megabit per second Xfinity internet with Wi-Fi equipment included. It's all just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. You can save up to $600 in your first 2 years over Verizon. Go to Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Compares Xfinity Connect more to Verizon 5G home plan.
If new Heineken Silver was at the invasion of Troy. Oh my, the Greeks sent us a big wooden horse.
Oh no, it's full of armed and angry soldiers! And we only have these ice-cold Heineken Silvers to defend ourselves!
Forget plundering. Let's party!
Get all the tastes, no bitter endings. Crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver. Only 3.2 grams of carbs, 95 calories. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly.
Celebrate summer in D.C. with WTOP at the Giant Barbecue Battle, June 24th and 25th on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's 2 days of awesome barbecue and great music on the Pepsi Lay's Go-Go Stage and Pepsi Stronger Together World Music Stage, along with DJ Jazzy Jeff spinning tunes at the Monster Energy 90s Block Party, plus free food samples, microbrews and wine tasting, Budweiser Beverage Gardens, celebrity chefs, contest exhibits, and more. Easy to get to by Metro. Visit bbqdc.com. That's bbqdc.com for details.
This is WTOP News.
It's 5:23. The Maryland funeral director, accused of opening fire at a 10-year-old girl's burial service this week, is being held without bond. 48-year-old Wilson Chavis is charged with the shooting death of 30-year-old pastor Ronald Stephen Banks. Police say Chavis, who was directing the funeral service at Washington National Cemetery, confronted Banks and another person who worked for a different funeral home. According to police, Chavis fell, pulled out a gun, opened fire. Banks and a woman were both shot. Banks was taken to the hospital where he later died. Chavis's next court appearance is next month. The shooting was unrelated to the death of the little girl, who was killed by a stray bullet while riding in the back seat of a car in Northeast D.C. Pigs playing chicken in traffic? A bunch of them got loose on Interstate 694 in Minnesota yesterday when the semi carrying them overturned, causing an hours-long shutdown of the highway. State troopers tried to corral several loose pigs as cameras showed them running through traffic. The Minnesota State Patrol says the truck driver was not hurt. Authorities rounded up the pigs, some of which were injured. As summer temperatures climb, more people gather around air conditioning indoors, and that can lead to illnesses spreading.
One thing doctors are monitoring is human metapneumovirus, or HMPV, a respiratory virus related to the more well-known RSV that is usually spread through coughing, sneezing, or touching surfaces that contain infected respiratory droplets. Doctors saw a spike in HMPV cases over the spring. As for COVID, the CDC has stopped tracking and releasing the number of new COVID infections around the country, although wastewater testing is still underway. Some areas of the nation, such as New York City, are now seeing higher levels of COVID in those samples. Nick Einelli, WTOP News.
Well, let's turn our attention now to what is always fast-breaking news, sports.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think Red.
Here is Frank Hanrahan.
Well, the Nats are making it interesting. They were down 5-1 to the Atlanta Braves, but now they've cut that deficit to 5-3 as they play this one in the bottom of the fifth inning from Atlanta. Nationals starter Mackenzie Gore gotten roughed up a little bit. He gave up 2 two-run homers in the second inning. But then Lane Thomas came back in the fifth, doubling to left. Two runners scored, so 5-3. Nationals trailing in Atlanta in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Orioles, meantime, taking on the Kansas City Royals at Camden Yards. 3-1 lead for the Birds over the Royals in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Orioles are looking for their 40th win of the season. At the French Open on the women's side, the champion is Iga Swiatek. She wins in three tough sets. Third championship on the red clay for her. Fourth Grand Slam title. Tomorrow, Novak Djokovic goes for his record 23rd Grand Slam title on the men's side, taking on Casper Ruud. Champions League final, Man City edges Inter Milan 1-0. Man City wins the Premier League, FA Cup, and the Champions League. DC United at Atlanta. As at 7:30 tonight, Washington Spirit hosting Angel City. Virginia stays alive. Super Regional Baseball beating Duke 14-4 to force a decisive Game 3. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Okay, Frank, and coming up after traffic and weather, the next event in the historic indictment of the nation's 45th president. It's 5:26.
Hey, boss, congrats on the new federal contract.
Thanks. Now we need to up the team.